Welcome back to What's the Point with me, Pastor Tom from Trinity. Sorry, that was a little aggressive, everyone.
Wow, over the top. Hi, I'm Heather.
Hi, I'm Katie.
It's in the afternoon. We're a little punchy today.
Uh-huh.
We are back with our next episode in our latest series for What's the Point, and we're talking about Created to Be, the youth gathering theme that we're incorporating into our Lenten Round Robin series, Vacation Bible School, all of the fun things. And today we're talking about created to be brave. But before that, do either of you have any irrational fears that cause you to muster bravery?
Okay. Well, I don't think it's irrational. Let's start there.
Okay.
I have a really hard time with bridges.
Oh
fair.
Especially the kind of bridges that like are an arc, so you can't see the other side.
Yeah.
And like, I just find myself, especially if I'm driving, well, no, even if I'm not, maybe more if I'm not driving, I don't know, just like watching the road and just like, Is the road just going to stop out of nowhere? You know, like a la, what was the Keanu Reeves Speed? You know, the highway just stops and there's like a big gap. That's what I picture when I want to brave, is that there's just going to be a big gap and there's not going to be a road there and I'm going to fall into the water or whatever is below me. Or that like somehow I'm going to have some sort of, something's going to happen with my muscles and my heart, my arms are just going to like steer me off the edge or something, and something terrible is going to happen. I'm not going to get to the other side. It's totally rational. Okay.
So I have one that's similar.
Okay.
This isn't the one I was going to say, but I have one that's similar, but instead of going over bridges, it's going under bridges, because what if one collapses? You're done.
Right?
You're done. You are
They're
not coming
terrifying.
Out of that. You're not coming out of that.
It's awful.
It's so bad.
Wow.
You want to know what my actual irrational fear is, though? Okay. This is so stupid, you guys. How well-versed are you both in SpongeBob?
Not at all.
I know he lives in a pineapple under the sea.
Well, there you go. Okay.
And he likes Krusty Krab burgers or something.
That's
about it.
So they're Krabby Patties.
There you go.
So there is this episode, and this is what made me afraid. This episode is what made me afraid of butterflies.
Oh my God.
And moths.
Okay.
And moths. Because there is this episode of SpongeBob where they are going, like, trying to catch a butterfly of some sort, right?
Under the sea?
I don't understand it either, but yes. Okay. But they keep, like, doing this creepy close-up of the butterfly's face and like had this noise just in the background over it of like almost like buzzing, which I know is not what butterflies do, but now whenever I see a butterfly I'm like, oh my God, I know what your face looks like close up and I can't handle it. And so I am that person that if I see a butterfly, if I see it from like a distance, I'm like, wow, you were so beautiful. If it starts coming after me, I'm running.
Count me out. I don't want it.
That's amazing. I hate it. Oh. They're so scary.
All right.
I feel like we're like setting ourselves up here for people to listen to this.
Please,
and like torment.
Please don't do anything.
Tom, what's yours? How would you like to be tormented?
So, well, I guess, I don't know. Mine is more based off of trauma. So,
that's fine. Cool.
I'm always afraid I've left the stove on. Or I've left something on.
So fair. Yes.
So in my previous call, we had a fire in the church.
Oh yeah.
Because candles were left unattended and
oh no.
I put the fire out, but we had to call the fire department and
which was you.
Uh-huh. And the amount of crap I got was amazing.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so like ever since then, it's like, did I turn the stove off? I will legit turn around, like the kids like in the car, I'll go back in the house. Is the coffee pot off? I have to do this like mental checklist just because. Hashtag trauma.
Yeah. Wow. That's not as funny as butterflies.
No,
shut
no,
up.
It is not. No,
it is so funny though. I know.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, good time.
Or bridges. I.
No, that's so valid. That's such a valid fear.
Super rational. It's very rational.
It is. I'm
giving this look.
I know.
No, it's not. I mean, it is.
Oh,
man.
Anyway, we're created to be brave.
We are so brave. So, I don't know, by way of entering into this, do you have any like Bible stories that you resonate with about bravery?
Well, I will say that for Vacation Bible School, the Bible story that goes along with this theme is David and Goliath. So wee little David, you know, taking out Goliath because he's filled with the Holy Spirit and has God behind him to make him brave. I guess that, brave. Yeah.
Brave. Katie, do you have any?
There's two that immediately come to mind for me. The first one is Noah and his ark, and that's just because I feel like you have to be brave to not only build an ark and have, you know, animals of every kind on there, but then also to know that you're going to be like the last family to be here because God's flooding the whole entire planet, whatever. Like that, to me, that takes a lot of bravery. But then I also thought about Samuel and his calling, because you just, that was just one of the texts for a couple weeks ago, and Tom did a sermon on it, but it's one of those things where you know, not knowing who God is yet, for Samuel to just trust and say, here I am, like I'm like that's brave.
Well, and along those same lines, I'll go back and say Mary, Jesus's mother, like, how brave is that to say, yes, here I am, use me. Yes, sure, I'll have this pregnancy that's going to get me, you know, castigated from society and, you know, judged and all these things. And, oh, yes, sure, God's child can grow in my womb. Like, no biggie. Like, that's brave.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Do we talk about Hannah too?
Yeah. You should talk about
Hannah. Yeah, Samuel's mom.
Yeah.
Who,
right.
Another, I mean, I would say Mary hearkens her Magnificat off of Hannah.
Right.
And it's a very similar, but not the same.
Same, but different.
Same, but different. Birth narrative of an unexpected pregnancy, and Samuel is dedicated to God. Kind of probably after he weaned, and amazing things.
Yeah.
My story that I really like is in the book of Acts, which is hilarious because my first seminary class, the professor goes, "Never trust the book of Acts." I'm like, I have tattoos of Acts on me. Like, no.
That's for another episode.
Yep.
But it's Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, if you've heard of that one.
I love this story.
Right? There's so many layers to this that are, I think, exhibit bravery. One being Philip listening to the Holy Spirit. Yeah.
Well, okay. I feel like this is a story that I didn't know until like maybe seminary. Like I feel like we don't read this story or talk about this story enough. So I feel like you need to like give a little overview before you start talking about bravery, because I think a lot of people don't know this story.
Okay. So the book of Acts chapter 8, Philip is an early disciple, and I would say, well, not like with Jesus, but an early follower of Jesus and the way, the movement of the Christian church as it was back then. And Philip is encouraged by the Holy Spirit to go out and share the good news. And so in the story, God says, just go south. And so he starts walking, and then he sees this chariot, and the Holy Spirit says, go up to it. And he's like, okay, sure. And he meets this Ethiopian eunuch, which is so interesting because we find out, you know, from Ethiopia, which already makes that person an outsider, a eunuch makes that person an outsider. And the text tells us in charge of the entire treasury. So like this person is important to the Ethiopian kind of ruling class. And this person then is in this state of wondering and trying to figure out the Bible as it is. And he's looking at a scripture passage from Isaiah. So it's this person kind of thinking of Mary, like kind of high in social status, brought low in understanding. And here's just this random guy that tells him about what this might mean in relationship to Jesus. And the eunuch gets baptized. So I think it's bravery because Philip has to listen to the Holy Spirit, but also risk, according to like Jewish customs, of being unclean, but also growing and learning about how to speak and interact with people from a different culture, mm-hmm. different socioeconomic mm-hmm. status. And the eunuch has to risk not knowing everything and mm-hmm. being like, I'm open to learning about new things. So, I don't know. It's a beautiful story to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that story. I love that take on it, too. Mm-hmm. That's not a story that I usually think about, like, bravery. But when you talk about it that way, like, oh, yeah, they, you know, the Ethiopian eunuch has to say, like, I'm reading this, but I don't understand it. Help me. Yeah. And, like, yeah. how much bravery does it take to say help, like, to ask for help?
Yeah.
Like, ask any kid, and they'll mm-hmm. tell you, like, that's scary.
Yeah.
To ask mm-hmm. for help. And then for Philip to be in this position to say, like, yes, I'll help you, sure. Like, yeah.
And to risk, like, just being in relationship with one another, right? Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'm trying to find. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Just I'm imagining Philip entering the chariot and being, like, sitting next to this person. And just, yeah. I would never do that.
Right. To feel, ever. Like, compelled by the Spirit to be, like, go talk to this stranger.
Yeah.
Right.
Who is very clearly different from you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Would never.
Yeah.
Ever. It's my irrational fear, talking to people.
You're in a great line of work.
But my favorite part about this is in verse 31, when the Ethiopian eunuch says, how am I supposed to know unless someone like shows me or guides me? Mm-hmm. And for me, that's like, oh, we're called to be in relationship with one another. And so sometimes that risks our very selves.
So one of the things in preparing for the youth gathering this summer is there's a like a curriculum that's given to us to use with the kids to kind of prepare them for the themes that they're going to hear. And so we did a lesson already about created to be brave. And one of the things that we talked about is how you have to be brave in allowing yourself to think that you might be wrong about something. So thinking about going into a city like New Orleans, people might come in with preconceived notions, you know, and we do that a lot. Like, you know, think what would Philip be thinking about this guy that he's never met in a chariot, but thinking about all the things that we assume and assumptions mm-hmm. that we make about people mm-hmm. when we haven't met them. And so how brave do we have to be not only to go into those situations, but to be willing to hear and learn things that can change our mind? Mm. You know, like yeah. we could talk forever about, you know, American culture and politics and how we're so, you know, stuck in our own ways and our own ways of thinking and rigid and maybe unwilling to see other people's viewpoints or to have our mind changed, and how it really is a brave thing to be willing to let yourself be changed or to be affected by other people.
Mm-hmm. And I'm hearing like a sense of curiosity and openness in that, right? Like
we're not
fixed and set in our ways, but a genuine curiosity of other folks, not just people who you insulate yourself with.
Yeah.
And so I think travel is an excellent way to do that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that one of the reasons why travel in general is so important, to see like, oh, my way of doing things isn't the only way, and mm-hmm. it might not even be the best way.
Mm-hmm. What?
I mean, sometimes it is, but...
Like how Heather drives over bridges and Katie under bridges. Listen. Or nothing.
No, I was more thinking about studying abroad and how nice it was when I got home to have like hot water just ready for me. Mm. Like, no, that it really, hot water heaters, those are good. That's the right way to do things.
Yeah.
but yeah, it's brave to be able to go out and allow yourself to be challenged, yes. I think.
Yeah.
So how else does, how else are we, how should, let me think about this for a second. I think scripture might be hinting at us that bravery is a part of faith. And I think as the church, we might get a little too comfortable sometimes, and the Holy Spirit might be saying, maybe perhaps you need to exercise your bravery muscles and do something that challenges you. So what do you think we're being challenged to do right now?
What a fun question.
Right?
Katie.
Butterfly faces.
I mean, I think personally about like when I was feeling really called to go to seminary, like that felt like, what are you doing, God? Like, why are you throwing these things in my face and making me think about doing this thing I've never done before? I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, stop it. Yeah, I think as a church, we can feel that way sometimes.
Yeah. I'm thinking of like the synod assembly that's coming up. We have a bishop selection that is coming up, and Bishop Lori is not resigning. She's retiring, I'm assuming. She's not going to go up for re-election.
And Tom's running.
No. Boo hiss.
Just kidding.
You're funny. But like, I wonder how the church is called to be brave in this election of a bishop. Like, we know where we're at. But where do we think we are within the next 6 years, given a presidential election coming up and conflict around the world? Like, who do we think is called to lead us into that future? And I wonder, like, okay, I just wonder how we're called to be brave in that process. And who are some people that might be like Philip and this Ethiopian eunuch that are going to risk being vulnerable and doing it. So
yeah, and so not just maybe going with the easy answer there of like, oh, this is the next person in the wings, it's, you know,
right,
an old white guy who's been around for 30 years and, you know, like especially in Northwest Wisconsin, where our Senate is, like, what would happen if we, you know, looked at someone who maybe isn't the traditional next person to step into leadership?
Yeah. So I think that's where we're called to be brave as a synod, as a local congregation. I still keep thinking of our vision plan, our lead vision process. Like, I think we've just touched the tip of the iceberg with that. I think we're called to lean into that. And man, there are some brave concepts and initiatives in there. But I think they're worth trying. And even like we talked about, this must have been the first episode of this series. We got to be open to holy experiments like the E is to have these conversations instead of being on the margins, push them front and center, even if it's just for a few months. Like, we need to try and do and see what happens. And if not, continue.
Yeah, well, I think about this series that Deacon Lidase is going to be leading, where you know, we're going to be talking about race and privilege and those things, like that requires a lot of bravery to say, like, I'm gonna go to this class or whatever we want to call it, and be ready to be called out, you know, and be ready to learn some new things and say, like, oh, maybe I was wrong in some assumptions. Maybe there are things that I personally need to work on. That, that requires a lot of bravery to do that. But what is the Spirit calling us to do?
So, dear listener, how are you called to be brave? Hopefully you've been thinking about that. I'd love to hear any feedback via email. How is God calling you, or the Spirit, however you want to think of that? How is the divine calling you to be brave? Maybe it's not necessarily in church. What is it like in your interpersonal relationships, at work, in advocacy in the community? Like, I mean, Sacred Heart has announced their closure, and Prevea is pulling, like, are you called to be brave in that sort of way? I don't know.
Yeah. What does that look like?
Yeah. Because it's going to take all of us to be brave in this created to be series. Like, I think it's another way of thinking about how we all, as the collective body of Christ, are called to be and enact and embody these different things. And so you too are a part of this, not just in church, in your everyday life.
Yeah. Isn't that what we're called to do? It's not just be church in church, like when we're in this building. Mm-hmm. But yeah, what does it look like to live our faith in a brave way outside of the building?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think that about wraps it up for this episode of What's the Point?
Yeah.
It's been a blast. Thank you, Katie. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, thanks. I'm excited to hear what we're created to be next.
Ooh, right. Yeah. All right. We'll see you then.
Okay, bye.
Bye.